Hi, this is a dictation for Iman J. Ali, I-M-A-N-A-L-I. Data service is 4-7-2025. Date of birth is 7-1-1970. Date of accident 7-23-2024. Patient is coming for a follow-up visit today on 4-7-2025. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident as a driver restrained in a three-car pileup, head-on collision and T-bone collision, leading to various symptoms from headaches to dizziness, lack of focus, to pain syndrome affecting the neck, lower back, and numbness and tingling of both arms, including the weak motor weakness of the left arm. Patient reports of dropping the phone and dinner plates out of her left arm. He has some radiation of pain to the right buttock and right upper thigh posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion, but it doesn't seem like going below the knee. Patient was referred to two different neurosurgeons, but patient doesn't want any surgical consultation or see a surgeon. He also do not want any spinal cord stimulation device. He is hoping to get some extra medication as well as extra injections, and she's recovering. A recent EMG was ordered to identify the numbness tingling of the both arms, and it was found that she has a bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome that is affecting her issue, and there is no nerve involvement at the cervical level. The left side is more worse than the right side. Overall, her pain is constant, and they are between 4 and 5, and ADLs are affected 5. She reports 60% improvement in her symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADLs and for system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination will remain same as before. Blood pressure was 151 over 85, pulse 70, pulse ox is 99, and the please copy and paste from the previous visit of 3-4-2025, dictation number 0307-029. Plan is to recommend the patient for a carpal tunnel injection for medial nerve block bilaterally, and the patient agrees for injection for only the left side for now, and physical therapy to continue. Well, the cervical spine, lumbar spine, both carpal tunnel area, with traction, massage. The patient has to continue all the therapy. Chiropractic treatment has been discussed. And work disability, patient remains off work. Household replacement transportation has been ordered. And medications are provided as follows: Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Ortram 50 mg PRN 60 tablets for pain relief every 12 hours, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep GAD disorder, Neurontin 600 mg are provided for neuropathy and nerve pain, headaches. Diuretics are provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief is provided. Patient is wearing a brace. And a procedure was conducted today, which is called median nerve block for the left side. Patient didn't want it on the right side today. And this injection was done aseptically. And indications are based on the EMG finding, which is positive for mononeuropathy of the median nerve. And no other finding was figured out on both sides. However, the patient's symptoms are worse on the left, and the injection was carried out. The area of the wrist was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Palmaris longus was identified, and lateral to pulmonary longus area was marked with this marker pen at the area of the hand to the wrist crease. And after using ethyl chloride, a injection of 3 cc's of dexamethasone with mark in 0.5% was injected. Entire needle was withdrawn and the patient reported relief. This injection can be repeated in 3 months' time. Thank you.